من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نعيد الأربعين، نعيد الاعتكاف، نعيد الخلو، نعيد الأسواد، نعيد السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. إن شاء الله we continue explaining Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verse 54. We explained last session verse 51, 52, 53. Tonight, inshallah, today we'll continue explaining 54, 55. Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا صدق الله العظيم. الله said سبحانه وتعالى also mentioned in the book the story of Ismail. He was strictly true to what he promised. And he was a messenger and a prophet. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah telling Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention in the book about Ismail. If we go a little bit backward, we see that, as we discussed before, when Sayyidina Ibrahim was leaving his father, Allah said in verse 49, when he left them, when he turned away from them and from those whom they worshipped besides Allah, we bestowed on him Isaac and Jacob. We gave him Ishaq and Ya'qub. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And we made them prophets. He didn't mention Ismail completely, although Ismail is the brother of Ishaq. So he said Ishaq and Ya'qub. He didn't say Ismail. He left Ismail out in that verse. And then after that, immediately he mentioned وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى in verse 51. So he took Ishaq, Ya'qub, Musa to show that this is one lineage. The lineage of Ishaq, from Ishaq came Ya'qub, Jacob, from Jacob came Musa alayhi salam. So he left completely the mentioning of Sayyidina Ismail. He wants it to be alone, separate. After he described in the Holy Quran what he described and what he revealed to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and mentioning about Ishaq, Ya'qub, Musa, and then Harun, now coming a new chapter saying in verse 54, now alone, separate. He gave separation to show that this is one lineage from where came from it Sayyidina Musa with his message with the Torah, and Sayyidina Isa with the Injil. And now on the other side, he is mentioning now separately Sayyidina Ismail. He said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, also mention in the book the story of Ismail. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. We explained last time about what is the difference between مُخْلَصًا, when he mentioned وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا, also mentioned in the book the story of Moses, for he was especially chosen. مُخْلَصًا وَمُخْلِصًا, difference between the two words. Now we come to explain about صادق الوعد, that Sayyidina Ismail was, he was strictly true to what he promised, and he was a messenger and a prophet. So when he said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, so he said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى, then وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, then وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ, after that comes. So he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these unbelievers came to Prophet, begin to question him, he was telling them from the unseen, from something that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't read in history. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Nabi al-Ummi, that he never read. Allah is telling him what came before him. And he said, mention now in the book, waskur fil kitabi Ismail. Mention about Ismail alayhi salam. Mention about your grandfather. Annahu kana sadiq al-wa'di. Sadiq al-wa'd. Look the importance of to be sadiq al-wa'd, to keep what you promise. Sadiq al-wa'di, he was strictly true to what he promised. I'm happy because you are laughing. Because we never keep our promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he was strictly true to what he promised Sayyidina Ismail. Sadiq al-wa'd. If he promised something, he never changed it. Yeah. If you promise someone, do you keep it? Do you keep your promise? Go to Middle East countries and see if they keep their promise there. Go to Far East or subcontinent. Do they keep their promise there? Huh? Huh? Very few. Rare. They don't keep. No one keep promise. So Allah is stressing that promise is very important. Look, in Suyuti, when he explained about that verse, what he said. He said in his tafsir, Ad-Durar al-Mansur, that وَأَخْرَجَ ابْنُ أَبِي حَاتِمٍ عَنْ سُفْيَانِ الثَّوْرِي قَالَ بلغني أن إسماعيل وصاحبا له أتيا قرية فقال له صاحبه أما أن أجلس وتدخل فتشتري طعام زادنا وإما أن أدخل فأكفيك ذلك. He said that Ismail and his friend came to a village and he said to his friend, either I go downtown and I buy the food for our provision that we'll eat, or you go and no need for me to go. And Ismail said, no, you go and I will wait you here. So his friend was telling him, either Ismail, you sit here and I will go, and you're no need for you to go there, it's too difficult. I will get for you, you rest, and I will come back. Ismail said, okay, I am waiting for you. بَلْ اِدْخُلْ أَنْتَ وَأَنَا أَجْلِسْ أَنْتَظِرُ فَقَالَ لَهُ إِسْمَعِيل بَلْ اِدْخُلْ أَنْتَ وَأَنَا أَجْلِسُ أَنْتَظِرُكَ. You go and I will wait for you. فَدَخَلَ ثُمَّ نَسِيَ فَخَرَجَ. That friend entered and came out and forgot about Ismail. Allah wants to make that happen. Because I see many people, every one of us, when Allah wants them to be heedless, they become heedless. So he forgot. فَأَقَامَ مَكَانَهُ حَتَّى كَانَ الْحَوْلِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. He stayed there waiting until next year of that day. Waiting for that person. For 1 year, he's sitting on that place where he promised he's going to wait for him. فَمَرَّ بِهِ الرَّجُلُ فَقَالَ لَهُ أَنْتَ هَهُنَا حَتَّى السَّاعَةِ. That man came another time there, passing there, and he saw him. He said, you are still here? I forgot about you. You are still waiting for me? قال قلت لك لا أبرح حتى تجيء. He said, I told you, I promised you, I'm not going to move until you come. Allah revealed that verse about him. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد. Mention in the book about Ismail, he is true in keeping his promise. Can we do that? Huh? Who can do that? That is the greatness of Sayyidina Ismail. He kept me, O mu'min, إنه كان صادق الوعد. واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد. He kept the covenant that he took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعد, day of promises, يوم العهد والميثاق. You know about that day? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called everyone in his presence. And he took from them their what? Covenant. We are keeping it or not? That's the one who can keep like Sayyidina Ismail, Sadiq al-Wa'd. Allah described him. He keep his covenant. Are we keeping our covenant? When Allah said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فِي يَوْمِ الْعَهْدِ وَالْمِثَاقِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of promises, He said, I am your Lord or not? What we said? قَالُوا بَلَى. They said, yes. Are we keeping this today? We keep it like that. Our description is like that. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا means كَفَرُوا here doesn't mean unbelief, no. Here it comes ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا in the verse of Quran means when you do good, you do bad. You fall into mistake. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا, you do good, then you fall into mistake. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. كفر here, not unbelief, but you fall into a sin. One day you say, oh, Ya Rabbi, I'm keeping my promise. Next day you, after one moment, shaitan comes to your ear, he will whisper, من شر الوسواس الخناس, from the evenness of the devil, he will whisper in our ears, we will go run after the shaitan. Now you are our guide. Yeah. Who is your guide? Huh? Who is your guide? Of course, shaitan your guide. That's why we are sinful people. We have to say the truth. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. We hope that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our guide. We hope that our shuyukh are our guide. So that's why we have to leave the guidance of shaitan, because it's not a guidance, it's this. He's destroying us. And that's why Allah said to Sayyidina Ismail, he never changed, he never followed shaitan, he never said what he did to his father. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. He said, Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar. When his father told him that I am seeing, I have a vision that I am slaughtering you. He said, why you are afraid? Slaughtering me? Of course, for Allah, I'm happy. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tested him in the dream. He said to him, Izbah Ismail, slaughter your son for me. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim said, no, I have to. This is not, it might not be a real vision. Let me look another time. And the same vision comes next time. Ra'a fil manam. He saw in the dream, means in a vision, that Allah is ordering him to slaughter his son. Third time he said, finish this. So he took his son and went up. He told his son, we are going to cut wood. Come. And his son was how many ages? Some scholars, they say at that age of 7. He took him and went up to the hill until they climbed the mountain. And there Sayyidina Ismail, he was tying his hand and his feet. He looked at him. He said, what you are doing? He said, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He said, I saw in my dream that I am slaughtering you for my Lord. He said, Father, why you are hiding this the knife? يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Do what you have been ordered for. Even before he told him about his dream, he saw the knife in his hand. And Sayyidina Ibrahim was hiding the knife. He said, why you are hiding the knife? Come and slaughter me. I am surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew, 7 years of age, he knew the dream of his father. Why? Because he is the grandfather. He was carrying the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That light was telling him, Sayyidina Ismail. Because Muhammad is the perfect master. He is the real one that submitted completely to his Lord. He is the one that the real muwahhid. Real muwahhid means the monotheist. We are imitators. Everyone other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is imitator. He is imitating. The real muwahhid is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The real submission, you say, is from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That secret came to Ismail alayhi salam from that light, informing his heart, look, the knife is behind. Surrender, don't be afraid. Allah wants that, Allah wants that. Finish. If Allah create the soul, that soul is going to come. There's no way that it's not going to come. So surrender. From that secret is coming to the heart of Sayyidina Ismail. He said, Ya Abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah, min as-sabr, you will find me if Allah permits. So always he is rendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satajiduni insha'Allah. If Allah wishes, I am patient. Go ahead. When he put him to slaughter, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِكَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ ذِبْحٍ كَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ. We gave him, we substitute him with a big lamb. What you call that? Ram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately sent to Ismail alayhi salam substitute. A big ram to slaughter instead of him. Sayyidina Ismail, Allah described him, Sadiq al-Wa'd. Keep his promise. Muslim narrated in his Sahih that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى مِنْ وَلَدِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, the best chosen from the sons of Adam, of Ibrahim is Ismail. وَاصْطَفَى مِنْ وَلَدِ إِسْمَعِيلِ كَنَانَ. And from Ismail kanana, from which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. What Ibn Abbas said, وَأَخْرَجَ الْحَاكِمُ وَالْبَيْهَكِ فِي الشَّعْبِ عَنْ Ibn Abbas. He said, قال أول من نطق بالعربية ووضع الكتاب على لفظه ومنطقه ثم جعله كتابا واحدا هو إسماعيل عليه السلام. إسماعيل عليه السلام, there was no Arabic language. His father, Sayyidina Ibrahim, speaks the Ibraniya. What's Ibraniya? Hebrew language, huh? What? Aramaic? Aramaic language, Ibraniya. How they speak, they take it from one generation to another. He speak Ibraniya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the language of paradise, because of the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ismail, that light of Muhammad that is in Ismail, teached him the Arabic language. And it is said he was the first one to speak Arabic language on his tongue immediately coming. Some scholars, they say, some muhaddithin, they say that he spoke that language when he was 13 years of age, suddenly. أول من تكلم بالعربية قال إسماعيل بن إبراهيم وهو ابن 13 سنة. قلت فما كان كلام الناس قبل ذلك. And I asked, what is the language before that? They said it was عبرية, العبرانية. وأخرج ابن سعد عن الواقدي. And it is said from ابن سعد that إن إسماعيل ألهم من يوم ولد لسان العرب. Said that Ismail alayhi salam, from day one, when he was born, he was speaking the Arabic language. It was revealed to him the Arabic language, the language of Quran, of paradise. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا سيد الخلائق يوم القيامة في 12 نبيا. I am the master of humanity in the judgment day, and I am the master of 12 of this big prophets, between them Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. Why he said Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub? Because from them came all religion. That's why we say Ibrahim is the father of three, is the, is not Abraham, what you call them, Abrahamic religion. To show that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on top of these four religions. He is the religion. Muhammad is the heart of religion. He is the heart of Torah. He is the heart of Injil. He is the heart of Quran. He is the heart of Zabur. That's why he said, أنا سيد الخلائق يوم القيامة في 12 نبيا منهم إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب. وأخرج ابن السعد قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل العرب من ولد إسماعيل من ولد إسماعيل. All Arabs, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all Arabs are from the children of Ismail. That Allah gave him. Because it is the language of Ahlul Jannah. Arabic is the language of Ahlul Jannah. So Ismail was being given that language because of the light of Muhammad in him. It was revealed to him. Allah, Allah. And then he said, وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he is a messenger and a prophet. Sayyidina Ismail is a messenger and a prophet. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him as a messenger to two different tribes in Yemen. To three different areas. First, ila Jurhum, وإلى العماليق وإلى قبائل اليمن. In the time of his father Ibrahim, he sent him to three different areas. One is Jurhum, the other is Amalik, the tall giants. He was messenger for giants people. Allah knows where on the earth or beyond the earth. Jabal Kaf, behind Jabal, mountain of Kaf. Kaf wal Qur'ani Majid. Allah is giving an oath by that mountain of its importance. And he sent him to tribes of Yemen. And he married from them. When he married from them, Allah said, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَةِ. He used to order his family for salah, for prayers, and zakah, giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means, O mu'mins, first look at yourself and at your family. Before go giving da'wah to others, give da'wah to yourself. Who is the most nearer to you? Who? Your family. If you don't give da'wah to your family, if your wife doesn't pray, if your children are not praying, so what is the benefit of your da'wah for outsiders? وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. Used to order his family for praying and zakah. And that comes another meaning here, that وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ. Who is the أَهْلَهُ? Means his very near family, his family. Who is your family other than your wife and children or your brothers and sister? Is your body. Is what you have control on. Is yourself. He used to force his body, his self, for prayers and for zakah. Zakah is what? Donation means donating your time in the way of Allah. That's why he said, as-salah wa zakah. Means to do more than what is obligated on you. Salah is obligated on you. Zakah means you give something from what you earn. So if you do excessive prayer, these are also considered as zakah from your side. So they are excessive. كان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة. وأنذر عشيرتك, قال تعالى وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين وأمر أهلك بالصلاة. وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. Not this is in this surah, but means give awareness to your nearest tribe. And who is your nearest tribe? Your hands, your legs, your head, your body, your heart. Give them, keep them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give them their sexual desires. Don't give them the bad desires that they are asking for. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the judgment day, your hands, your legs, your feet, your eyes, your tongues, your ears are going to witness on what you have done in this dunya. May Allah save us. When your finger comes and say, oh, I saw you doing this. When your nail comes and say, oh, I saw you doing this, witnessing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your hair going to discos and you have one hair dropped there, is going to witness, I my hair dropped in the disco. You remember? Oh, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not save us with His mercy, we are lost. When we were hippies, some people hippies, or motorcycle, jet ski. What other day? They have that TV, ATV, what's that? Four wheelers, what's that? ATV. All this, we are going to be questions. Unless we are saved by Allah's mercy and Prophet's intercession. There is nothing to save you else than that, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Prophet intercession, and dua of your Shaykh. He's pious, he's saint. With his dua, Allah accept. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْجُلُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. When in the day where their hands, their legs are witnessing on them. Allah, I'm afraid, Shaykh. We must be afraid. We must be crying. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was crying. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma la takinni ila nafsi tarfata ayni wa la aqalla min dalik. Oh Allah, don't leave me to do myself for a blink of an eye. I will be going to the bad ending. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was crying. And Prophet said, why you are crying? He said, Ya Rasulullah, if you are saying this hadith to yourself, what about us? What we can do? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept our amal, what we can do? Nothing. It's finished. And subhanallah, we are so arrogant, so proud, so jabbarin. What jabbarin? Tyrant. We are so tyrant to ourselves. Hatred in our hearts, enmity, fighting with each other, not accepting any opinion, fighting immediately, shouting, cannot take it, shutting doors of offices, taking this one computer, that one computer. Everyone wants to take what he can take more. When our parents die, the inheritance, everyone wants to cheat to take more in the inheritance. This is the nature of a human being. Sayyidina Ismail was not like that. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He was keeping his promise. What he promised with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the covenant. You are my Lord. He kept it. وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيًّا. And he was a messenger and a prophet for this giant, for Jurhum and Kabila Jurhum and Yemen tribes. And he asking his family for pray and for zakat. وعن بعض الصالحين أنه قال نزل عندي أضياف وعلمت أنهم من أبدال. It is said that some people came as guests to someone. And that person knew that these people are from the Abdal, substitute. What you call them? Substitute. Abdal Sham. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمْ أَوْصُونِي. I said to them, give me some advice. But I need بِوَصِيَّةٍ بَالِغَةٍ. I need a very good advice. حَتَّى أَخَافَ اللَّهِ. I want something, an advice that I will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear means I to take precautions that not to do something that Allah doesn't like. قَالُوا نُوصِيكَ بِسِتَّةِ أَشْيَاء. We are going to advise you in six things. First, أَوَّلُهَا مَنْ كَثُرَ نَوْمُهُ فَلَا يَطْمَعُ فِي رِقَّةِ قَلْبِهِ. First, who sleeps too much must not think ever that his heart is going to be softened. Means he is going to have a very cruel, hard heart. Who sleeps too much? Means sleep less. How many hours you sleep? Alhamdulillah. That's good. وَمَنْ كَثُرَ أَكْلُهُ فَلَا يَطْمَعْ فِي قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. And who eats too much must know that he cannot wake up for Qiyamul Layl, night prayers. Who eats too much? Who eats too much? All of us, of course, must know that he cannot wake up for night prayers. And we are not waking up for night prayers because we eat too much. Must bless our food. Look at our Shaykh, subhanAllah. He eats very little. He is up all night. Shrak, he sleeps. 2 hours. 2 hours at night, 4 hours he sleeps. And this, some people, some scholars, these New Age scholars, we call them. They call themselves reformists of Islam, Islamists. These Wahhabi type of scholars. They say that don't need to do anything. Do your 5 prayers, go to shopping malls, shopping centers. Waste your time, entertain yourself. You do prayers, is enough. Look what they are saying here. Yeah, okay. Then don't wake up at night. Then you are not going to be having in your heart makhafatullah. You are going to have in your heart hubbu dunya, the love of dunya, not Allah's fear. Then he said, وَمِنْ اخْتَارَ صُحْبَةَ ظَالِمٍ فَلَا يَطْمَعُ فِي اسْتِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. And whoever chose to be in the company of a tyrant, never must think that he is going, that his religion, his faith going to be straightforward. No. Always going to be falling apart. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْكَذِبُ.
والغيبة عادته، فلا يطمع في أن يخرج من الدنيا مع الإيمان.
And who has the character that the lies is on his tongue easy and the backbiting without proof, he must know that he is not going to go out of this dunya on iman. He's going to be on the bad ending, no iman in his heart. Well, someone that accuses others with things that has not been correct.
وَمَنْ طَلَبَ وَمَنْ وَمَنْ كَثُرَ اخْتِلَاطُهُ بِالنَّاسِ فَلَا يَطْمَعْ فِي حَلَاوَةِ الْعِبَادَةِ.
And who has too much mixing with people, always socializing, as they say today. I'm surprised they go, some people they stay till the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock socializing. Who socialize too much? You cannot see anyone say, oh, you have to socialize. You have to go out. You have to come in. You have to go this. You have to do this.
What he said, who socialize too much with people, he must not think that he is going to get the sweetness of servanthood,
the sweetness of worshipness. That sweetness of worshipness doesn't come with socializing. It must be seclusion. You must be by yourself in zikrullah, with zikrullah, when you have time at night. Understood? Not waking up all night with socializing with people
and cooking and laundry and I don't know what and I don't know what, sitting, talking till morning, 2 o'clock. وَمَنْ طَلَبَ رِضَ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَطْمَعْ فِي رِضَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى.
And who run after the people to be happy with him and leaving Allah to be happy with him, then he is going to not to get the happiness and satisfaction from Allah for his, for that person. Allah will not going to give him that happiness.
وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمَرْضِيَّ المطلق. You have to know that the absolute مرضي. What مرضي? رضا. What's رضا? The one that he is the real, he is really, really Allah pleased with him. Al-Mardi, we say. Al-Mutlaq, the absolute means accept. That he, his work is, his worshipness is acceptance, means he is the best one, is هو الإنسان الكامل. He is the perfect human being. He will be المرضي المطلق, the absolute model, exemplar of someone that he is, Allah is happy with him, who هو the perfect human being, هو الإنسان الكامل الجامع لجميع الكمالات.
He is the perfect human being that he is encompassing, he is embodying the whole perfection in every field and in every way. He is the embodiment of that perfection.
المحيط بحقائق جميع الأشياء.
Who is encompassing the realities of every reality.
It's describing Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The realities of every reality with its names and descriptions. And everyone other is sick. Everyone other than that is sick. Means that is the one that he has no sickness. He is perfect. It's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anyone else is sick.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ دُونِهِ فَمَرْضَى.
Everyone other than that,
which cannot be except one, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَمَرْضَى, they are patient, sick, sick.
بِوَجْهٍ دُونَ وَجْهٍ, means they varies in their levels.
That's why we have the perfection is for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the rest, they varies in their perfections. Less than. وَعَلَى حَالٍ دُونَ حَالٍ. And in every kind of different levels and states of people. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الرِّضَى وَالْيَقِينِ وَالسُّكُونِ وَالتَّمْكِينِ. May Allah make us from these kind of people. حُرْمَةُ الْحَبِيبِ حُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ. And inshallah next time we continue about وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ. Mention in the book about Idris. حُرْمَةُ الْحَبِيبِ حُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ. The book about Idris. حُرْمَةُ الْحَبِيبِ حُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ.